learn to deal with the valley. The hills are kept the same. Don't you know? You got a wild blood running through your veins. The moon path. With the power of fame. Don't you know? You got a wild blood. Welcome to Genesis Speaks. Hey y'all, welcome back to Genesis Speaks. My name is Ndimane Rapuri and I'm the host of Genesis Speaks. Well, I skipped a week without posting an episode and I'm going to tell you why. This is going to be part of the whole episode. Also, just getting myself to actually do this episode was quite hard, but I actually did it and now we're here. And I don't know how you guys feeling, how you guys doing, you know, year-end fatigue. That's what we're gonna talk about. Year-end fatigue. Like, do you just feel so tired for no reason and trying to do something is just a mission and a half? That has been me for the past, I don't know how many weeks now. Trying to get myself to do anything is a whole mission and a half. I will be out here slipping and slipping and slipping until I really have to do something in last moment. But we're going to talk about that. And for now, you know, I just want to find out like how you guys are doing, what you guys have been up to, and what have you been listening to, what have you been reading, all those kind of things. Like, I just want to know, what are your plans? Because now the year has ended. Y'all, I was just looking at my finances for you, and I was shook. I'm like, I made this much in a year, but whatever. But you know, did you actually were you able to were you able to achieve what you planned for yourself beginning of the year? That should be my question to you guys. Like, if you were able to fulfill, you know, your plans, your goals, your, you know, people do all those goals, like, I want to lose weight, I want to go on holiday, I want to work. Well, were you able to? But if you have not been able to as well, don't put yourself around for that, because it's still another time. But most importantly, now, you know, what you have now is most important, because we look at the future and prepare and get worried about what's going to happen in the future, but we forget the moment where we are in now. So yeah, let's go to reflections. Let's go reflect about your end fatigue, baby. And you are still listening to Genesis Speaks. Welcome back to another segment of Genesis Speaks. Well, reflections today. As I said, we will be talking about we're talking about year-end fatigue, and I'm going to share with you my own experience with year-end fatigue. One of the reasons why we didn't have an episode last week, honestly, I just feel so tired, and getting myself to actually do this episode was also a drag. And maybe you're going to look at the tips that will help me and you to get through and deal with year-end fatigue, because what needs to be done? The coins need to be made. Bills need to be paid. So we can afford to be sleeping and not lacking from the job. Yeah, man. So, can we breathe in and breathe out to exercise? Like, let's do the breathe in and breathe out exercise. Again, perfect. So let's get into it. Now, as you know, guys, it's the end of the year, it's November. And usually throughout the years, over the past 2 years, we've been doing this program called Young African Futuristic, but we've been doing social entrepreneurship empowerment network exhibition. And that is, you know, my one is where that this time of the year, like, I'm busy with that, but with under, you know, circumstances, it's been quite hard planning this year's year-end event for my NPO. And it's not that it's not gonna happen, you know. We're going to release a statement of what's going on at the event and when is it going to be and whatsoever. But let me tell you something, I've never been this tired. I just feel exhausted. I sleep, I wake up, and I'm just tired, and I'm dragging through my way through finishing stuff. And it's like, girl, what's going on? You know, it's like, what's going on? What's really happening? I don't understand this whole fatigue that is happening. And I realized, okay, maybe it's probably year-end fatigue. Like, it's been a year and a half as well. You know, you're fighting and all of these things. And here I am, you know what I'm saying? And I'm still me. I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I'm just like, yeah. But I can't stop the grind, because if the grind stops, then meaning bills will not be paid, meaning that you know, how am I gonna survive if, you know, I don't actually stand up and do something. So at this point, I don't have the luxury of just sitting around and moping around and not doing anything. And many you guys listening are like me, not enough really luxury that you can say, oh, I'm just gonna like go out on vacation, or I'm just gonna do something, whatever. You don't have that. Sorry, I'm trying to multitask here, so I'm trying to eat my breakfast and I'm trying to give you a podcast as well. I hope that doesn't come so annoying, but I'll try not to be very obvious about it. But yeah, it's year end, and as I can tell you, it's been well a hell of a year, in a great, in a good way. I think at most I'm at a place where I've always wanted to be, right? But not in all areas of my life. I'm in a place where I always wanted to be, but not in all the areas of my life. And that could be quite exhausting for the next, because we were speaking about manifestations and all. It's quite not that easy, hey? You know, manifestations and all is not easy. Frequencies and all is not easy, especially now when you're dealing with year-end fatigue, because it's energy, remember, and you need energy to project a certain frequency, a certain level of frequency. But if, like, you're tired, you're exhausted, you're sleeping, you're not going to be able to attract that a certain level of energy that you require for your next. So I find myself in this position wherein I'm just exhausted, I'm tired, I'm trying to, like, get through my work and all that. And you know, there's some exciting things I'm working on. I'm working on rather. And that needs my ultimate attention, because there's gonna be a big one. I'm not gonna announce what is it, but like, it's gonna be a big one for me. And getting this bag for me, it will mean a lot more. So yes, I'm saying I can't afford to really slumber or sleep. And yeah, so let me just take you through my year. So the beginning of the year was quite also like very shaky for me, in terms of I felt exhausted already. Believe me not, I feel like the whole 2022 I've been exhausted really. There isn't been much of energy picking, because I have to pick myself up a lot. I have to pick myself up a lot in doing projects and stuff. But I think the ultimate point wherein I was like in the go was during the transition of my work from to now data analytics. When I started doing data analytics, I had so much energy, and it just really intrigued my it just made me feel happy and fulfilled, and I was not mind putting in the work into actually getting the certificate for the data analytics as well. And throughout, it's been hard. Also, I can just give an example from organization point of view. Some of you guys know, or those who have been listening, you know that I have an organization called Youth Evolve, and it's been a slow year for us. Like 2022 has not really been that productive. We had some plans of doing a festival. I don't know how many times we rehashed that plan. It didn't happen. I think, you know, we managed to do just a few projects, and I'm just happy with that. And at some point I made peace. I haven't told some of the people that were active in my team that, guys, it's fine. It's, you know, yes, they're not the same. This is one of the years. And as long as we can just do what we can at this point, I was able to gather my strength and host a Young African and Futuristic 2022, which was a huge success. Last year we did 3 days, so I had more energy last year. We did 3 days sessions. To this year, it was only 1 day on the 16th of June, which was Youth Day. And really gathering the strength to actually do that event was a lot, but, you know, worth it. We touched lives, and the lives that we touched is what really matters and what makes, you know, the year really kind of special. So I believe as well, like 2022 taught me to believe in quality rather than quantity. It's not really about the number of projects that we're going to do, but it's about the quality in which we do those projects. And that goes to my career as well. It's not really about the amount of like things I'm trying to get myself involved into, but it's about the quality in which I produce when I'm involved in a particular project. And that has not been an easy journey for me. Realized that the 2020 was just about quality for me, and that's what I'm striving at, to end it with quality as well. With this coming up projects, you know, the project coming up, I want to end 2022 in quality style. Exhausted, yes I am. From the beginning of the year I was exhausted, but we need to pick up the we need to like pick ourselves up, and let's find ways together, me and you today, on how we can end or deal rather with year-end fatigue, which is so real. I don't know. There's also just in a personal capacity, you know, beginning of the year, I got into a relationship, and you know what I'm saying? And ending your inner relationship. And I'm like, okay, cool, y'all. I see y'all. So also in a personal capacity, there has, you know, there's been an improvement in terms of a lot of things that were happening last year and where I am currently now. And that's why last time we spoke about being so intentional about now, because we mostly worry about what will happen tomorrow. What am I going to eat tomorrow? How am I going to feed myself tomorrow? But now you have food, honey. Why not be grateful for what you have now? Why not be thankful for what you get to enjoy now and not worry about what you might not have today? I mean, tomorrow or the day after or next month. But embrace your now and today. And that has just been my motto, or my, you know, it has been my mantra, honestly. Just embracing the now that I have, and being intentional about living in the moment, than just living in the, where I am now. It's the result of intentional moment, living in the moment kind of situation. And I'm hopeful, I'm thankful, I'm grateful. 2022 has been a very tiring year for me. I'm not gonna lie with you guys. It's been tiring from the beginning of the year. I was fatigued. Now to think about it, it's not really year-end fatigue. It's been a year fatigue for me. Honestly, I dragged myself through projects. I dragged myself through things. I really personalized. I dragged myself through it. And now we're here and we're saying we want to end this 2022 in quality style. Yeah, maybe I wanted certain things, but like, no, they didn't work out this way. But like quality. We want to end it in quality style. And how do we do that? We're gonna share with you some tips on how to deal with year-end fatigue. And also how I dragged myself through the year, because that's a testimony. And I feel like that's a testimony, guys. How I dragged through myself 2022. You know, we fatigued, tired, and I dragged myself through it and did, you know, quality projects, handled quality projects, saw myself in new positions, you know, learned new skills. That for me, as much as I can look in the previous list, I go, I've done more, but now it's more like I've done quality. It's not just about doing more, but it's more about like quality. 2022, year of quality. That is the word that I'm giving you today. Year of quality. So we're ending 2022 in style. Unless you have the money, babe, and you can just afford to go to a holiday or whatever, go do that. But if you're like me, still have to pay bills, let's go through the tips on how to deal with your end fatigue. Well, let's go to the tips on how to deal with your end fatigue. But before we go there, I want you to take some time to have a little bit of self-introspection and look deep and like, what did I do this year? Don't look at the plans that you put yourself, like, because we self-sabotage ourselves most of the time. We put plans and stuff, and then when you don't make, we beat ourselves around, like, why weren't you able to do this? Why, you know, I saw someone posted to like yesterday that they sold these beautiful houses. They're not doing enough. They're just not working hard enough. They're not praying hard enough. And I'm like, baby, no, you don't do that to yourself. You have been working hard enough at your level. You have been praying at your level. But of course, there is room for improvement. There is room for more. And always want and seek more for yourself. Don't just settle for whatever that you have and say, I'm grateful, I'm thankful for whatever. But seek for more, and that's through hard work as well. But not erasing your now, not erasing what you have achieved. So you have achieved more than what you think, actually. Like, you have achieved more than what you think you have. So at this point of the year, many of us are experiencing feelings of heightened anxiety, sleeplessness, overwhelm, and exhaustion. Girl, please don't judge me. Yeah, and fatigue is real and describes the loss of motivation and energy to complete day-to-day tasks. So it also includes struggling to concentrate, forgetfulness, boredom, depression, and feeling a lot more irritated than usual. This is also a time of the year where many of us feel extra pressure to perform at work because of deadlines and things need to be wrapped up. Like, we are in a wrapped up season. We need to wrap up things. Projects need to be wrapped up. Yeah. Pressure's day. Okay. Pressure. So there's also the pressure that comes with festive and holiday season, like shopping, family gathering. For me now, the pressure is like, I'm turning the fucking 25. What am I going to do? Because like, this is not the 25 I had envisioned in my mind. It's not the 25 I dreamed about. And here I am, turning 25. I have no plan. I have no outfit. Nada. I'm turning 25, guys. Soon, next week. Anyways. There's also pressure that comes with festive season as well. As well as mission shopping, family gatherings, commitments, as well as financial pressure. All of this contributes to year-end fatigue. And we can start setting in as early as beginning of October or September. If any of this resonates, know that you're not alone and that is okay. And today I'm going to share with you some few tips on how to cope with year-end fatigue. The first one, I think this one is not for me, but like for most of other people, because I've been sleeping a lot, which is sleep. Trying to create a routine or adjusting an existing routine so you are able to get a minimum of 8 hours of deep sleep is essential. Struggling to sleep while dealing with year-end fatigue is common. So taking calcium, magnesium supplements, vitamin B, D, E, can assist with this. You know, always make sure you speak to a doctor before taking supplements too, so that they can recommend the correct dosage. But with me, in terms of sleeping, I don't have a problem. I'm sleeping a lot. Then some of you can be like struggling with sleeping, but I'm sleeping a lot than usual. So I don't know. We'll see what I have for people like me who are sleeping a lot than usual. I think it's also just about discipline, because like when I have to put myself, I wake myself up. Like sometimes I'm not even sleepy, but I'm sleeping. So I'm like, Vuga, give away. You know what I'm saying? So it's a work and a half that needs to be done. Number two, you need to be intentional with what you're drinking and eating. Recently, I just changed my diet. I'm trying some vegan stuff as well. Not that I'm vegan, but like I'm trying some vegan cuisine, and it's been okay. And I'm impressed by what's there to be offered in the vegan the vegan cuisine. So that's a great time to lessen the amount of caffeine you're ingesting. Remember, caffeine isn't only found in coffee. And some teas also have caffeine. Eating food rich in iron can be helpful. And staying away from processed fast food. Almost on the easiest time of the year. You know, it's not the easiest time to like let go of fast food, because like now, who busy man? Really, December, no. Everything is just hectic. So you just need something fast. No time to be cooking. If you're like me, me and cooking, we are there and there as a child. Anyways, cut down social media. I tried doing this. It really does help. This is the time of the year can take us down a comparison spiral. On Twitter, guys, a lot of people are posting this dumps per year. Like they've been posting these pictures, things over from the beginning of the year. I'm looking at my life, I'm like, child, people are posting dumps. Oh my gosh, this was my month. Whoa. And then sometimes I sit there and compare myself. I'm like, what did I do this month? So just take time to like take a break, because now people are going to be posting their year accomplishments. And obviously some people will exaggerate. Obviously, you know, that's like just like LinkedIn. I was talking to a friend this other day about LinkedIn, that people always just exaggerate things on LinkedIn. Like you just got a job, then the person's just gonna just exaggerate it and make it something I don't know what. That can be very depressing. LinkedIn, let's talk about that platform's timeline, how depressing it can be actually. Anyways, we're not there. Although this all that is great and our achievements should always be celebrated, it can have many people comparing themselves and their lives to other. Now more than ever, aside from this, generally social media can worsen your end fatigue.
if you are using it as a distraction by mindlessly scrolling, because it can be extremely draining. I've been experiencing that. I've just been like scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. The next thing, it's late, it's at night. Like, I'm just like, what? I've been on here and I'm just sleeping, scrolling. And if I have some work to do, you know, whatever. Focus less on work and productivity. Okay, this one is important. Doing this sooner rather than later can prevent a burnout. Free up a significant amount of mental and emotional space too. If you're really struggling to cope, you could ask a coworker to help you with your workload. Or if you're comfortable enough to speak to your manager about lessening your daily tasks, we understand that every work environment, job, or personal financial situation is different. So that's being there. Like, you're putting on the table that, you know, your job, your personal financial situation is different. So the amount of work you put in as well would be different comparing the above mentioned. So this won't be easy or practical for everyone, but you don't need to put yourself first. But you do need to put yourself first, sorry, at some point, even if that looks like just taking 1 or 2 days, sick days at the very least. You need to put yourself first. That's the word of it. The last one, give yourself a genuine break. Look at how far you've come and grown this year. That, you know, reflections, guys. We are reflecting on what you have done and what you have achieved this year. Yes, it's not what you wanted, expected, but a lot was achieved this year. For me personally, like, I'm looking, it's not exactly what I had envisioned. As I said, I'm turning 25, and I had looked and hoped that my 25 would be whatever, but not looking like anything that I had envisioned in my mind. So even if you didn't achieve anything you set out to, or only a few things, it's perfectly fine. Our lives are not meant to be constant or to-do list. Mm-hmm. That's a word, baby. Going from one goal to the next, we are in the midst of a too long pandemic. The fact that you are alive is just more than enough, baby. It's more than enough. Our lives is on a constant to-do list. It's like, I'm on a to-do list. You have to do this, do. The fact that you are alive is just enough, really. It's really just enough. And it speaks, because, like, let's try to be positive, guys. That's another one, adding on that. Let's try to be positive, because at most, we're trying to crucify ourselves at things we didn't do, things we'd have done this. I could have done those things this way. I could have. No, you could have not done anything at this point, but, like, you have done what you could. But now it's time to look at the next, not look at the next, but look now where you are at now. Are you at the same place where you were last year? If so, it's still okay. You know, there might be an improvement. There might be a worsening of a situation. Whatever case could be, it's worth reflecting you now, like where you are at now. How are things generally at now? We're not going to look at finances. Like, currently, I'll look at finances. I'm like, oh, no, financially, I'm not really here last year. But emotionally, like, I'm really, like, and the most greatest spot, or like I feel good at where I'm currently at emotionally, maybe not physically, or maybe not financially, or whatever case could be. So it's always this time to reflect on your own without having to compare yourself with that, because comparison, that's the beginning of depression. You start feeling depressed, really, because now you've been looking at people saying, oh, I got a million deal this year. I got a house. I got a car. I got a this. I got a that. And you're like, I'm not doing nothing. I'm not doing anything. I'm playing. But you are not. You were not playing. No. There were certain things that you were able to do. Reflect on that. And obviously look at, you know, ways in which you could improve yourself, because you can't just settle at wherever you are. There are ways in which a person, you know, you can improve. So let's see, what is year what year end fatigue is not? Okay, first you need to rule out a few things. There are other factors that could drain your energy. If you have a medical condition that requires you to take medication that makes you feel tired, this won't apply to you. Or if you're pulling all nighters to study, then this isn't a result of a year end fatigue. What is year end fatigue? Usually around the year, at the end of the year, there is a rush to get things done at work or just in life in general. There are also family commitments that you need to attend to. A good indicator would be if you're struggling physically and mentally to complete the task, especially if a task you can finish finish in your sleep. So let's also just look at the symptoms of year-end fatigue. You will lack concentration, forgetfulness, anxiety, depression, boredom. I'm going to highlight on boredom. I've never been this bored. Like, I've probably also just almost got myself into trouble because of this boredomness. So I just feel so bored. But at that time, I have so many things to do. So I hope someone relates with that. Insomnia. I don't have insomnia. But I deal with a lot of tiredness. Digging deep. We're going to dig deep now. The types of fatigue. So there are two types of fatigue that you can experience during this time of the year. You can experience mental or physical fatigue. So touching on mental fatigue, if you're creative or need your brain to perform, tasks, you will experience mental fatigue. You will notice that you no longer come up with cool new ideas for work. But mental fatigue can also be experienced in other career path things. Such as unhappiness, tiredness, lack of motivations are classified as mental fatigue. This is where I'm at. I'm creative. Like, I come up with cool ideas. I come up with, you know, the best things. You know what I'm saying? But now it's more like, child, my creativity is gone and I'm tired. That is resonant. If your physical fatigue now, if your work consists of performing physical labor, experiencing this type of physical fatigue is common. Signs of physical fatigue include muscle and joint pain. But it's not just the workers who experience heavy lifting that experience this type of fatigue. People who take public transport, stand in the bus or train to or from work. I experienced this a lot when I was using a bus to work and all that. Like, I'll just feel so tired. Having to sit in front of a computer can also be like, you can also experience physical fatigue. So in a nutshell, that is what fatigue is. And I also shared with you guys how to deal with fatigue, the five, you know, tips in which you can deal with fatigue. What are the ways you guys have that you're using to cope with fatigue? I would like to hear from you guys. I would like to hear how you guys are coping with fatigue, because it's quite important to be this. It's quite important as much because, well, bills need to be paid, as I said, for myself. Like, for those who relate with me, bills needs to be paid. And I can't afford to be, like, tired. I need to wrap up projects. I need to wrap up things so that even the beginning of the year could, you know, be fruitful.
And you are still listening to Genesis Speaks. Welcome back. So from everything that we've been talking about today, what do you take away? What is it that, you know, helped you so much? Or what are other ways that we can use to deal with year-end fatigue? And yeah, man, like, what are the things, your routines, what kind of routines do you guys take on to actually deal with year-end fatigue, and just fatigue in general? You know, having less motivation to do work, well, you know, when there's much to be done as well. But my advice could be, take it easy on yourself. It's been a long year,
and you've done so much. You've done great. You've done amazing. This year is year of quality. That's what I say about this year. And just reflect on what you've done this year so much. And at some point, some of you guys have to like say, okay, now let me take a back seat and just rest and, you know, wait for 2023 and see what 2023 has for me, you know. So it's quite important to have reflections as like what we're doing now, have reflections and try and figure out like what exact, you know, figure out your highs and your lows, especially your highs. Your lows, I see them, but I care much about, you know, the wins that you had to you had this year. And even if it's one, even if it's two, it's something. It really is something. But yeah, what are your thoughts? Let me know.